Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark Maldon. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Maldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Conlon for the out. One out. Mark Maldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maldon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 1 in the game. Conlon hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maldon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Maldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Maldon hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura juggles the ball. That's an error on Bonura. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Finney scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Athletics. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive to center field. Kramer throws towards the plate. Hayes fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hayes. Hayes scores. Earnshaw moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 2 in the game. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maldon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnson scores. Fox moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Fox scores. McNair moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Malden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malden is 0 for 2 in the game. Malden hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Higgins. Simmons moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball, foul, towards right field. Finney fields the ball and throws to home. Hayes drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hayes. Simmons scores. Bonura moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Markham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malden fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards the mound. Markham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Higgins strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Shea and he is out, Maldon applying the tag. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-3 in the game. Conlon hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Maldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldon is 0-for-3 in the game. Maldon hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Marty Hopkins pinch runs for Zeke Bonura. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hopkins moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hopkins scores. Appling moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Athletics. Mulehaus pinch hits for Merv Shea. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.